Shit. I am having a hard time getting up today. I'm not going to lie to you. It is late. Let's not worry about what time it is, but it is late. Sorry. Why am I apologizing to you? It doesn't affect your life any, right? Yeah, so I'm not sorry. How about that? I rescind my apology. I was out last night, then I came home and I stayed up late watching that Haunting of Hill House on Netflix. Finished the season and had some nightmares last night from the scariness of that show. So be careful. If you watch the show, you might have some nightmares. But it's a good show. Tonight I'm going to be doing some live podcast thing at KGB on East 4th Street here in New York. So if you're in New York City, come by. And if you're not in New York City, don't. It's a long way to go if you're not in, if you're not in the area just for a live podcast. It's not that much of an event. Go out by you. Go do something. Go do some trivia. I've never done trivia, but I hear people love it. I've seen people playing trivia at a bar, and they are having the best time. But it never looks interesting to me. Well, I'll be at a bar that's going to have a comedy show, and before the comedy show, there's trivia, and I'm watching the people do trivia, and they're having the best time. I'm like, I don't get it, but they're having so much fun. Then you start the comedy show, and I'm like, why did we start this show? Everybody was having more fun with trivia, and they're interacting, and they're bullshitting, they're showing off their knowledge of, the 2000s pop culture or whatever the fuck, and they're enjoying themselves more than watching five or six comedians tell them, talk about how, whatever. I don't know. There's all sorts of different comedians. I was about to make some generalization about comedians, and I'm one of them. Why am I shitting on my own people? Comedians are great people. I like a lot of them. There's some real, there's different factions, but let's not get in. This podcast isn't about me talking about comedy or commenting on other comedians or anything like that. If somebody's not a jerk and they're a comedian, I like them. And if they are a jerk, then no thank you. No jerks. I have a no jerk policy. Oh, that's not even true. I know plenty of jerks. Enough about comedy. Who gives a shit? Stephen King sold the rights to one of his stories to some teenage student filmmakers for just $1. What a dude. That's Stephen King. He seems like a nice guy. A little weird. My favorite story about Stephen King, which probably you've heard, maybe this is even true, but he says he doesn't remember writing Cujo because he was just drunk and doing a bunch of coke. And I think that that's amazing. That you just wake up and wrote a book. Maybe I can get rights to that Cujo for $1. So hey, I'm a student. I'm not a teenager, so that's even sadder. Say, let me get the rights to him. I think that's going to be what studios do now. They're going to send in, some high school kids into Stephen King's office and say, "Oh, please, can we have the rights to Shining for $1? We don't have much. We're just kids." And then it turns out those kids work for 20th Century Fox. just got bamboozled. Stephen King. But that's nice of him. He doesn't need the money. He's doing fine. I hope I'm that kind of rich guy when I'm rich and famous. And I just am cool about stuff. I'm not like, "You want rights to my shit?" Well, I don't even know what I would. "You want rights to my podcast? My back catalog of my podcast? You want to make a movie? Student filmmakers? It's going to cost you $5 million. You don't have it? Too bad. Get the fuck out of my office. Oh, here. You can have the rights to the first 500 episodes for $1. After that, it's going to cost you. I don't know. No one's ever going to look to this podcast as a cultural touchstone. Or will they? Maybe it's the worst podcast, but the most beloved. One day, man arrested for groping woman on flight says president says it's okay to grab women's private parts. Ooh, well, and he's right that the president said that, but even the president says that was locker room talk. So it's not, well, it's obviously not okay. And any, I mean, the president is an asshole. I think that's what you would say to that when someone's like, well, the president says this, but oh yeah, but he's an asshole, and he's kind of full of shit. And even the people that like him know he's full of shit. They just don't care. But yeah, fuck this guy. What an asshole. I mean, the president and this guy. But I was referring to the guy, the groping guy who's not the president. I don't want to talk about Trump. Twitter bans more InfoWars accounts. I know some people think that that InfoWars has it's a free speech issue. Some people say Twitter's a private company; they get to do what they want, and yeah. That's where I stand. They're a private company. They get to do what they ban people for shit. Now, Alex Jones got away with a lot more than most people. Oh my, microplastics. Keep seeing microplastics in the fucking headlines lately. Microplastics found in human stools for the first time. So there is some study going around looking at people's shit, and they weren't finding plastic. It must have been a big day at the shit study. They're like, finally, we found some fucking plastic. I would have stuck some plastic. I would have put a Solo cup in a turd. Be like, yeah, yeah, we found it. There's plastic in the shit now. Can I go home? Because, boy, I am done looking at stools under a microscope. It is boring, not to mention pretty gross work. I guess we're all shitting plastic now. But this is the where now I'm gonna tap through and see what the hell. Where was this study? I'm gonna have to check. There's a picture of a woman. This is like some stock photo of a woman looking through a microscope. She's not looking at shit. Human food chain. What? It doesn't say. I mean, not like that I can see right away. All right, I'll keep you informed as I can on that one. Little Rock security guard smacks knife wielding shoplifter with piece of raw meat. Well, I can't. Whenever I hear about heroism of a security guard, I'm always just shocked. In that, how much does a security guard make that you're gonna go around? To me, you're just there. You as a security job store means you stand there so people won't steal shit. And then if somebody still decides to steal shit, they get to take it. I wouldn't steal shit in front of a security guard, but if you have the gumption to do that, it's yours, man. You get to keep it. Oh wait, security guard's supposed to come after a guy that's got that much tenacity? I don't think so. Although I've been stopped by security guards, and I wasn't stealing anything. It's just I set off the. Sometimes you just set off the alarm, when I'm leaving a store, and I'm like, but I'm leaving, and I don't think I need to talk to you because you're not a police officer. I'm going to keep going. And then you just leave. But that is something I believe that's called white privilege that I have. And listen, I'm not happy about it, but I do have, I do feel it. Judge rejects Bill Cosby's bid for new trial, reduced sentence. Oh, Bill, just go live out the end, your end days in jail. You know, it's like, it's over. You're done. And you're blind. And everybody's going to fucking be nice to you in jail, probably. I would think. Although, I've heard they're not good to rapists in jail. So, I don't know where it would stand between the celebrity and the rape. But, he got rejected. So, fuck him. All right, that's it. See you sons of bitches tomorrow. We love you.